Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter im Masechta Kelim Perik Chavches Mishnah Zayin. Shalosh al Shalosh Amru. This shear of Shalosh al Shalosh, meaning 3x3 finger widths that we were talking about, which is the shear for Tumas Metz, for Sheretz, for Nevela, in other words, besides for Midras. Midras needs 3x3 Tvachim. But we're going to talk about this shear of 3x3 finger width. Shamu the Chazal said in regard to the other Tumas. So, does that include the Malal, or does that not include the Malal? So, before we understand this question, what's the Malal? In the first pshat, the Batanura says, is that those that weave begadim, usually they leave over some threads that aren't woven at the edge, usually the shear of two fingers, and that's called the Malal. Just threads that hang down. That's like the niceness of the begad. It's like a decoration. But they're just the vertical threads. There's no horizontal threads. So the question is, do we include that in the shear of 3x3? So Reb Shimon holds, no, you need 3x3 chutz min ha-malal, besides for this malal. Divrei Reb Shimon, chomer m'chom say, shalosh al shalosh mechuvenes. As long as you have 3x3 over here exactly, you can count anything in. Even these like fringes that hang. But you see, Taisus Yamta brings a rove of the bag, it has to be woven. There's another pshat that malal aren't these fringes that hang down, rather they're the hem. You like fold it over by the edge and sew it down so it shouldn't rip. Like most clothes have a hem. So here too, the shaila is, after you fold it over, you're going to have less than 3x3. If I start out with 3x3 and I fold over the edges, I'm going to have less than 3x3. So Reb Shimon says, Shalosh al Shalosh ha'amru, the shear of Shalosh al Shalosh is chutz min ha'malal. In other words, after you make the hem, I have to be left with 3x3. Divrei Reb Shimon. Otherwise, it doesn't become tamei. Whereas the Chachamim say, Shalosh al Shalosh mechuvenes, if you have exactly 3x3, it's fine, it's mekabel tumah, even though after you make the hem, you're going to have a little bit less. You're going to measure the beged now. Zok the Mishnah weiter. What's the din? We're going back to the patch. I take a patch and I connect it to a big beged. So we said that then whatever's true for the patch is true for the beged. Whatever's true for the beged is true for the patch. It like becomes one beged. So when you say attach, what's called attach? We have her a patch that's tummy to Miss Midras. And we sewed it on to cover a hole in the beged, or a rip. But what if I only sewed one side? And the other three are open, so it like flaps back and forth. Is that called connected? Zakta Mishnah? No, it's not. Well, what if the side that I sewed is the top one? So like it hangs down. You can just lift it and drop it. And the answer is, right now we're saying no. That's not called connected. So this that we said before, let's see via to the mission. The tloya la beged. You put a patch on the beged. What is the din if he only attached it meruach achas on one side? And on the other three sides, it's open. It's not connected to the beged. It's like the Mishnah ain't a chibur. That's not called a connection. It's not considered one with the beged. And it's not tamei midras. Okay, so what's the din if he connected it mishtei ruches on two sides? Zu kenegazu. Let's say on top and on bottom. Or on the right side and on the left side. Those are the two sides that are stitched. It's like the Mishnah chibur. That is a chibur. And then the beged will be tamei midras, just like the patch. What if a so kimin gam, like the Greek letter gam? We have this a lot of times. Gam means like an L shape. Let's say on top and down the right side. So Rabbi Akiva Metame, Rabbi Akiva says, okay, if the patch is midrash, then the beggar is also midrash. This is called connected. Chachamim say, nope. If it's only stitched on top and down one side, that's not called connected. Even though it's connected on two sides that are next to each other, but still flapping a little bit. Still open on the other side. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda comes and he tells us, really it depends what type of beggar. But Nedvar Mamurim, when do we say that if it's stitched on one side, it's not called a chivur, it's not called a connection? Dafka by a talus. A talus you throw on yourself. There's no sleeves. It's not like a pair of pants you put your feet into or a shirt that you put your hands into. You wrap yourself in it. And you wrap yourself in it so, you know, it flaps from side to side. A talus is not firmly on you. You're just wrapped in it. There's nothing connecting it, mamish, to you. So therefore, if this patch is only sewed on one side, it's going to flap up and down. Avul b'chaluk. Let's say you have a shirt that has sleeves. And when you put it on, it doesn't flap up and down. It stays in one place. Your hands are in the sleeves that holds it in place. So then it depends. Mil malon, if this patch was stitched from on top, chibur, that's called a chibur. Because the shirt that's not going to turn upside down is going to keep this pretty much in place. You know that it covers the hole. It stays there. However, mil matan, but if you only stitched it at the bottom, in other words, I take this like square patch, place it over the hole, and I stitch the bottom of the patch. So ain't no chibur. That doesn't mean it's connected to the beged, because obviously it's going to fall down. It's not going to do its job of covering the hole. So quickly, chazing over our Mishnah, the shear of shalish al shalish, for a beged to be big enough that it should receive the tumah of tumas meis, tumas sheretz, nevela, is that with the milal or without the milal? What is the milal? Some say the fringes that hang down. Some say it means a hem. Reb Shimon says besides for the milal. In other words, you have to have shalash al shalash by the main beggar that's woven. Not just these fringes where you only have threads going in one direction. The Chachamim say, no, if you have 3x3, you can include even these fringes. Another pshat is this malal is a hem. So chutz min ha-malal means, Reb Shimon says, you have to have 3x3 left after you hem it. And the Chachamim says, as long as you have 3x3, you start it with that, even though it's less now after you hem it, it's still makabel tumah.